Joining me in the studio, very good morning to John Dooley, the editor of Mildura Weekly. I've got to ask, how did you end up with the editor's role?
Oh, well, look, I...
Just lucky?
Yeah, I suppose I fell into it in a way. No, well, the former editor went to join the Mildura Rural City Council, Vinnie Rohde.
Oh, of and, course.
And I took over at that point. We did have a managing editor for a period as well last year, but he is no longer with us, and so I've been doing the editor's role for all of this year. But I just started there as a journalist a few years ago, and... That's how things have turned out.
And I've got to be honest, it looks like you do actually really love the job.
Oh, yeah. Look, we have a lot of fun putting the paper together. It's, a weekly churn, but it's a great product. We like to think that focuses on the community and we're always looking for stories from the community as well and always happy to cover events such as we did on Wednesday, the Kokoda Track Memorial at Mildura South Primary School. It's a lovely ceremony that the year five and six students conducted, and tremendous to see that in the curriculum. And it's a lovely school, Mildura South, and the credentials of their students are immaculate. They understand the gratitude that we have towards our men and women who served in various theatres of war.
And that's right on the front page, but so is Bill Wheeldon. Well, Bill Wheeldon's, you've got to open up the page paper for more information, but Bill Wheeldon saying the land rules must change, and so it sort of makes a bit of sense.
Yeah, well,
too, I guess.
He's a well-known, long-serving Wentworth Shire councillor, Bill,
and
he's highlighted this situation with parcels of land in the Curlwa and Pomona region in the Wentworth Shire that are deemed to be prime agricultural, but they're basically unviable for that purpose. They're small blocks. They would be better utilised for housing or other commercial operations. The council has tried to have the Department of Primary Industries change the rules, and there's a lot of effort gone into that, and they so far haven't made much headway. But Bill wants the issue on the table, front and centre. Not unlike the situation we had in Mildura with the Moya, Mildura Old Irrigation Area parcels of land that, again, were too small to be useful for agriculture but were deemed for that purpose. However, and Ali Kappa particularly spearheaded the change that eventually was granted by the minister and those rules were changed and people are now able to build houses on them and so on. So, yeah, Bill's on a mission there and we'll see how he goes.
And honestly, when he gets on a mission...
That's right. He's like a dog with a bone, isn't he?
Yes, he certainly is. Look, the windfall tax, the first home buyers, a bit of a question whether this is going to hit them hard. What can you tell me about that? Because that's making news.
Yeah, well, look, Glenn Milne and I did a story on this a few weeks back, but the bill has gone through Parliament and Peter Walsh says that this is going to add possibly up to $30,000 more to for first home buyers, with the cost of the land because... It's one of those taxes that will cause this with the rezoning up goes the price of the land, but the main issue is that the government will call it a windfall tax. If it goes up 100,000, well the government will help themselves to half of that and so on.
Ooh.
But he's also been critical of Ali Kappa for supporting that legislation and. We gave Ali the right of reply there and she said that, ultimately these taxes will enable revenue to be collected and directed towards schools and hospitals but ultimately property owners won't be disadvantaged. So, look, the article's there to read and people can make their own minds up on that. But, of course, governments are about taxing and the Victorian government, like the other governments around Australia, I think are particularly... looking for ways to increase their revenue given the impacts of COVID.
It is a little bit complex. I'll have to sit there and read the entire story. That's what we've got you on, to be honest. And just quickly, the history of cinemas and drive-ins in Mildura, a little bit of an interest piece in the paper.
Yeah, look, so the Mildura Historical Society and their office or their... their office is in the old Carnegie Library building. But they have a window display there and they have various things there throughout the course of the year and in December it'll become a Christmas window. But currently they've got a display there which has got a lot of old memorabilia from the history of the cinemas in Mildura and the drive-ins, and there's old film and posters and so on.
Just throw us a couple of names of some of these cinemas.
Yeah, so look, well, the thing is, in Mildura, the people who are a little bit older, and I include myself in that, they'll remember the Astor Theatre and the Ozone Theatre. Well, the Astor really was first called the Paramount, opened in 1923, and then it shortly after changed to the Wonderland, and then in 1937 it became the Astor. And that closed in 1967. It's the Astor Theatre is the old brewery pub site.
Yes.
Now the site of the old brewery pub. And there was another cinema where Burns & Co. is on the corner of Orange and 9th, or 8th Street, in fact, and that was called the Olympia. And there was also one called the Capitol in Langtree Avenue, from where the Sandbar is today. But, of course, along came the drive-ins, the 16th Street and then the Crossroads drive-ins. Both of those have gone now. It was a Aldi's where the Crossroads was.
Yes.
And, of course, all housing development where the 16th Street
They've still got the entry there where the original, it looks like the original driveway.
Yeah, a couple of the street names around there. It's Hoyts Drive and Hollywood Boulevard and so on.
Yes, that's exactly
right. But, yeah, fascinating to read some of the history there. And, of course, we still have a cinema here, and that's the Cinema Deakin.
And that's changed a lot over the years too.
Yeah, it has. It's called the Wallace Cinemas now. So.
Yes. Well worth a read. Look, paper, it's looking fantastic. And just a little bit of information. We could sit here and talk for an hour.
Well, we could indeed. So, we like people to read the paper, and it's free in their letterbox every Friday morning.